I'm not religious. My dad's not either, so I don't really know why I go to Las Vegas every year to be with him on the Jewish holidays. Well, that's not true. I know why I go. I go for the religion, the memory, the history, but it's Vegas, so it's not like you can find any of those things. On the Day of Atonement, the holiest day for all of Jews, a day Jews are supposed to fast for an entire day from sundown to sundown, many casinos offer a Yom Kippur Day buffet that begins around noon. My dad just turned 85. He's older than the Pope, literally, and he's older than everyone, actually. And he wants to know why everything hurts. And don't tell me it's because I'm 85. Well, Dad, that's what I was going with. Well, then don't say it. You know, a father turns 85 and a son can't help but see mortality in every moment. It's the voice that says, how many more times are we going to be able to do this? And that this is everything from Thanksgiving to a trip to Best Buy to a Yom Kippur Day buffet that starts way before it should. Sons want answers from their dads for the first 20 years of life and then for the last 20. In between, they don't think their dads know much. Now, my rabbi in Tulsa had to fax a rabbi in Las Vegas permission for us to be admitted. Now, that's because seats are in high demand over the high holidays, so rabbis have to call their counterparts all over the country to reserve places for their congregants. It's a Jewish exchange program of sorts. A Tulsa Jew gets to worship in Vegas, a Vegas Jew gets to go to Boynton Beach, Florida, a Boynton Beach Jew gets to come to Tulsa. And anyway, it's Vegas. Anything can get done with a couple of phone calls. We sit in the back. The rabbi and the cantor, husband and wife, both in sneakers, were leading the prayers in distinctly Eastern European accents. Now, my dad and I are more comfortable with our Jewishness than we are with our Judaism, but it all seemed familiar. Then, Barry, you cold? Shh. Why am I so goddamn cold? Nice. What? I'm cold. There is a part in the liturgy on this day where Jews confess to a litany of their sins. We ask forgiveness for being petty, not pursuing justice, not helping the poor, coming to the aid of the widow, providing comfort for the sick. The list went on, apparently too long for my father, who said in a voice as clear and as loud as I'm using now, let me clean it up. Jeez, how freaking bad are we? Did anyone hear that? I think to myself. I look around. Oh, yeah. Everyone heard it. Dad, we should go. Why? Because you just took the Lord's name in vain, and he's not even our Lord. All right, yeah, let's go. I'm cold. We walk outside, head towards the car. And I don't know why, but I put my hand on my dad's shoulder. Glad you came, Barry. I'm really glad you came. I love you. I swear to God. Why are you angry when you say that? No, I'm not angry. This is nice. It's very nice. It's just so goddamn cold in there. It's astonishing sometimes. As I opened his car door and watched him get in, I wondered if he ever thinks about his father on days like these, ever thinks about sitting with him 60, 70 years ago in a shul in Fort Hamilton, Brooklyn. And I wonder, too, what they talked about and if my dad ever put his arm around his father and thought about how best to be a son. Every year, I wonder that. And maybe that's why I come. Hey, Bear, let me ask you something. Yeah, Dad, what is it? You hungry? Absolutely.